Omar, what we just say before, that chetzeva shalakum harei kedir shabahema, that a chotzer that belongs to a goy is mamish like a corral of an animal. It means nothing. It doesn't ask those zels in. And Rav Meir says if you only have one yid living there, it's only also to carry from the goy's house into the chotzer, but from the Yisrael's house, you're allowed to carry into the chotzer. For the Gemara Asira, for your nan, kanan, and al Mishnah, we learned, hadar, rimu akum, the chotzer. If you live what, two apartments, a yid and a goy lives together in the same house, two different apartments, is hareza oyser alov. It says, klo oyser alov means the akum acts upon the Yisrael. That even the Yisrael now cannot carry out from his apartment into the chotzer. That's Rav Meir Shita, Zechur Tassir, and Rav Meir. And now, Mishnah, it's mashma Rav Meir holds. When you have one yid and one goy, the imamish asa zel there. It's like two different mishuyis now, and you're not allowed to carry from your apartment into the chotzer. It's like from Rashusa Yochid, from a private property, into the chotzer that belongs to two people now. And before, the Braisa just said not like that. It just says if you have one yid living with a goy, you're allowed to carry out from your apartment into the chotzer. Just from the goy's apartment, you can't carry into the chotzer. The chotzer is tira. And the Gemara Lakasha, ho de isa ho de leise. It depends if the goy is in his apartment now on Shabbos or not. If the goy is in his apartment on Shabbos, living there on Shabbos, that's the din of the Mishnah. Then Rav Meir holds, the goy's dira is shmei dira. Hey, midrabbanan. Since the rabbanan don't want the yidin to live with the goyim, so they made it hard on us, that they said the goy's dira is shmei dira, if he's living there. So that's the case of our Mishnah. If a goy is living in his apartment, and the yid is living in his apartment, it's also for the yid to carry out from his house to the chotzer. That's Rav Meir Shita. Mashrenkin is right that it says no. It says you are allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. That's when the goy is not living there. So even though the goy is not living there, you're not allowed to carry out from the goy's house into the chotzer. That's the lusser. But to carry out from your house into the chotzer, that's mutter when the goy is not living there. So Trashi, ho de lacy. Trashi first big line. Liakum. But less big line. Ho de lacy liakum. The goy is not living there, the Shabbos. Lo yasser. Then it doesn't answer. If another Yid lives there, then the Yiddish house asks that he can't carry out from the Goyish apartment into the Chotzer, but from the Yiddish apartment you are allowed to carry into the Chotzer. Our Mishnah is talking about where the Goy is living there. If the Goy is in his apartment, then Rav Meir Shita is, even one and one, is also Zeal there. For this reason, for the Mar Micah, so what kind of svar is this? If you're going to tell me, as long as you own the apartment and you have your furniture there, even though you go away from Shabbos, it's still considered like you're there. Hey, so dira b'loy b'al, even though the owner goes away for Shabbos, his dira is still called a dira. And if you have two people in the two apartments, still it's also zel there. Now, to mean, if you have two tenants, one next to another, and one tenant goes away for Shabbos, is this Shabbos is a mutter for you to carry out now from your apartment into the backyard without an error? What's the locha? What do we hold? Is b'lay b'alim shmei dira or shmei dira? Is e kisav adir b'lay b'alim shmo dira or b'lay afilu wakim nami necessary? According to Rav Meir, Meir holds when you have one and one, it's also sells there. So why does the Braisa say when the guy goes away from his apartment and you only have a yid living in the other apartment, it's mutter for the yid to carry out his house into the chotzer? Why? You tell him in our dira, even though the bialim goes away, it's still considered like it's living there. So it should be also to carry out from your apartment into the chotzer. V'ikisav elamar Meir holds that dira b'lay bialim loishema dira. No, if the bialim goes away for Shabbos, this Shabbos you're not living in your apartment, it's considered like you're not there, and you don't ask him. I was like, I feel Yisrael namilah nisasir. I was like, even by Yisrael should be the same halacha. Why do you say dafka by a goy? Mashmas only halacha by a goy. If you have one apartment belongs to a Jew and one apartment belongs to a goy, now Rav Meir says if the goy goes away for Shabbos, now it's mutter to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Mashma only because it's a goy. Mashma in a normal case we have two neighbors and they're both yidden. Even though one neighbor goes away for Shabbos, still if they didn't make an erev chaseres before that, it's also to carry out from your house into the chotzer still, even though you don't live there. So it's a sefer manoshach. If you hold a dira without the bialim, it's called a dira, might not come in between a goy and Yisrael. What should be the difference? And the Gemara, liyolam ksava dira b'loy bialim loy shema dira. That's taka d'alocha. A dira with the bialim went away for Shabbos is not called a dira. When you live there, it means you have to be there for the Shabbos. If you go away for Shabbos, it's not considered like you're living there. And a pshat is like this. The Yisrael, if you have two tenants, two Yisraelim, the chi'i sa osar. when you have both of them living there, then it's mamish osim ikra din. Each one is called at their own apartment, and it's osim ikra din to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Obviously, then the svar is ki leisa. Even if one Yisrael goes away for Shabbos, gozo be rabbonim. Still, the rabbonim made exera to look as if the yid is still living there, and Yishno is still osim to carry out from your house into the chotzer, even without an erubah chaseris. That's only by Yisrael, because Me'ikir Adin, or Yisrael is also. Ma'ashenken, by a goy, Ma'ashenken. Akum, Ma'ashenken, a goy. Tichayisa, even when a goy is living in his apartment and Yisrael is living next to it. Really, Me'ikir Adin, a goy's dira is like a behemoth. It's not called a dira at all. It's only Yigzeiro Hashem, Me'yudim, Me'maisav. It's only Yigzeiro, the Rabbonin said that if a goy lives next to you, with the Rabbonin he has a shame dira. Why? So you shouldn't learn from his bad things. Then the svar is, ki isa osam. When the goy is in his apartment for Shabbos, then the Rabbonin said, we look as if he's living there, he has a shame dira, and you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. That's because we don't want you to learn from him. Mashenkin ki leisa, when the goy goes away for Shabbos, and he's not living there, lo yosar. Then the Rabbonin did not make the gzera. That's pshat according to Rav Meir. So, man, according to Rav Meir, if the goy goes away for Shabbos, then tak it's mutter to carry out from your house into the chotzer. But when the goy is here for Shabbos, living there next to you, that's the din of our Mishnah, that when you have one Yisrael and one goy, according to Rav Meir, they ask the zel there, and you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, or from the goy's house into the chotzer. That's also according to Rav Meir. But Meister, we don't hold like Rav Meir, we hold like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that it's only Yosef, you have two Yidden living with the goy. Fred Gemara, the chileisa lo yosir, is it true that when the goy goes away from his apartment for Shabbos, he does not aser the yotanan we learned hamaniach es beisa. If you leave over your house, you go away for Shabbos. For holach loy lishpois biracheres, and you went to live in another city for Shabbos, you took a vacation, is echad nochri v'echad Yisrael oiser. Diver Reb Meir. Reb Meir says don't have kumina whether it's Yisrael or whether it's a goy, they aser. Even though they go away, still it's aser. It's a stira. Here you see, even though the goy goes away, still we say the yasa zel zeh. I will say now, according to Rav Meir, that when the goy goes away, it's mutter. And for the Gemara, hosam the osa biyomei. It depends how far away the goy goes. If the goy only travels a day's distance away, so then we can say a goy has the risk of traveling on Shabbos. It's very possible to come back on Shabbos, and it'll come back home. So then taka it's osa. It's only mutter if the goy goes away further than 2 days' worth, that he can't come back on Shabbos. So then we say, since he's not here, and he's not going to come back on Shabbos, then the svar is, since he's not here, his reshus is like nothing, and you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Trash the Yosef b'yomi, sholach l'makom kor, he went away to a nearby place. V'yavo boy b'yomi, it's possible to come home on Shabbos. V'sharis lu kaidim sh'yavoi, mitautalei, nami acha sh'yavoi. If we'll let you carry out from your house into the chotzer before he comes back, we're afraid you will continue carrying out when he comes back, and then it's osir. Therefore, the medik zera, you can't do it. Right. So tomorrow, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Halacha Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That's what we pass him. That just one yid lives with a guy, there's no din erubah chaseris. Then you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer without anything. That's a milsud lo shchichi lo gozer begrabonin. It's only when you have two yidden living and then a goy lives there also, that's when you have to rent the reshus of the goy. For afune omar minig Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Not that we're mori, we pass on halacha, tell everybody. It's just a minig. That's the way we're noig like that. So Rashi learns halacha means the darshin in law bepirka b'rabim. We give a drosha and tell everybody, you should know that's the halacha. Minig means we don't dashin a barabim. Avolaruya marinin law. The ball is shola. Somebody asks you the shayla. What's the locha? We talk to tell him, you should know we hold the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That was one guy and one yid is mutter. Yivaita. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov was only a minik. What does that mean? Rashi says, Uman diyamadogu means aruya namele marinin. When somebody comes to ask you the shayla, we don't even tell you the kula. You can make it with one guy and one yid. But if the person does do it on his own, and he knows that only one yid and one guy is living there, and he carries out from his house into the chotzer, that's mutter, we let him get away with it. Yeah. We hold that Mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavnuki.
Whenever he says Alocha Befrat in the Mishnah, it's Kav Noki, it's clean and pure, and we take a pastor like him. Shashi Kaimlom Bivomus Berg Acholus Besoyfen Mishnah Shemlezer Ben Yaakov Kav Noch Gloima. Then Kaimas Muotim Muska the Mishnah. In few places does he say Alocha in the Mishnah, Avon Nokihu. The Alocha Kemoisi, it's clean, pure. We pass like him. The Cholmokim. That's the law we pass on the laws of Ben Yaakov. It's a pshita dika thing. Now, the Yom Rav Yudom HaShemuel HaLocha Kreb Laws of Ben Yaakov. And even Paskin like that. So now the shaila is like this. Mahu laruya b'mokim rabbi. There's a locha, you're not allowed to Paskin anything in front of your Rebbe. If you have a Rebbe around you, and somebody asks you a shaila, you're supposed to tell the person, go to my Rebbe, don't ask me. What about if it's such a simple thing like this? The person asks you, we have only one Yisrael and one God living together, is it also Zelzer? So, of course, the answer is simple, that we paskal a Grablozer ben Yaakov. So, such a simple halacha, are you allowed to tell somebody else, even the Mokum Rabbi? Omalei answered him back, no. Afilu beyosa the kuchla. Even a shayla, if you're allowed to eat eggs and milk together, boi minayim Rav Chisda. They asked the shayla from Rav Chisda, can you eat an egg, a beitza, a kuchla with milk? Kol shana the Rav Huna, all the years of his Rebbe, Rav Huna, v'lo yari, and Rav Chisda didn't want to paskin. About he was a Talmud of Mokum Rabbi, he didn't paskin. So you see, even though it's a simple halacha, why you allowed to eat eggs and milk? A simple halacha like that, still he didn't want to paskin the Mokum Rabbi. So mashman, no matter how simple the answer is, you're not allowed to paskin the Mokum Rebbe. So Rashi learns, Dayusa beitza loichla, to eat an egg, the kuchla drashiyeshpan is yubi the chalba. Kuchla is the type of a dish that has some milk inside it. So it's pshita that it's mutter, can you paskin this or not? And he answered back, boy me rav chizde mutter im osul and soisli hoi im eskavin im yorav mokam rabbi. But lo yairam, bishnei de rav hun rabbi. Kol zaman his rebbe was alive, he didn't paskin. You see, even a poshna thing like this, you don't answer. But so he speaks out, Neforesh Baruch, the lav distam beit samar, about it's not a shiloh if you can eat a regular egg with the milk. But that's not a shiloh. Like somebody could ask you, if this is a table, and I'm not allowed to answer them, this is a table. Like that's not even a question. If somebody asks you, can I drink milk? There's no avad you could. That won't even be a shayla. So just tam poshit, can you eat eggs and milk? That's not even a shayla. That avad you could answer back. The Torah says, we're talking about a case, such a case, the ain't surah heter. It's not called a heter. The end of chamor, shla yoda, shemoteros. Everybody knows it's mutim. The chol of elokish, shaykhet, as a tanagirlis. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the egg wasn't hatched yet. The egg is inside the chicken. And you shechted the chicken. And when you cut open the chicken, you found an egg inside. That's gomar means completely full. The halacha is, even though it's inside the chicken, that's not fleishik, that's parva. And you're allowed to eat that egg with the milk. So such a shayla. Not everybody knows that halacha. So such a shayla, you're not allowed to paskin b'makom rabbi. That's what he said. Omalei Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Labaya. Kegoin Megillah Tainus. There's also a Megillah that talks about the days when you're not allowed to fast. It's called the Megillah Tainus. So Rashi explains, Kegoin Megillah Tainus, Rashi says, the Chivo Mancha. So Rashi, Eilu Yomim Asrum Lasanus. It's a Megillah that explains, the Loch is, which days you're not allowed to fast. Lochi Nokit Megillah Tainus, Shvehoysa Dov Dvar Halocha Ksuv of Yemein. The times of the Gemara, they didn't write down any Halocha yet. Turish about pets also to write down Mikra Din. They never wrote down anything. Chutz le Megillah's Tainus. Only this one Megillah they wrote over. Halacha Karol lo Megillah. That's where it's called the Megillah. So they had a one Megillah that was written in it, some halachis, to say that which day you're not allowed to fast. So the halachis aren't any chedushim. It's like written down. So they asked him, if somebody asked me the Shiloh, are you allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh? Am I allowed to look into the Megillah and tell them the halacha? No. So what's the halacha? So Omalei, so he answered back, Hochi Omer Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Beyose Bekuchlo. Boyum name Rav Chisda called Sharni the Rav Huna, Fula Yorah Rav Chisda. Name, you see, even a simple Shaila, are you allowed to eat milk and eggs together? He didn't want to pass to the Mokum Rabbi. Mashma, even though it's a simple Shaila, still he didn't answer it the Mokum Rabbi. So the Gemara, Rav Chisda Oiri Bechafri Bishorni the Rav Huna. But Rav Chisda did paskin in another mokum, not the mokum rabbi. He used to paskin b'kafri, even though his rebbe was alive, living in another city. Trashe b'kafri, shame mokum. For ahoye mokayim asherav hun, it wasn't the same place. Or mokayim from Badisa, shame above him. His rebbe lived in Badisa, and he lived in Kafri. They were both in Bavel. Then it was mutter to paskin, be you not mamish in the same city as your rebbe. Rav Hamnune, oiri b'charso the yagzin, b'shnei the Rav Chisda.